Alrighty, welcome again. My name is Irvin Mavis, and you are in the 30-minute free meditation that's sponsored by the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii Monthly. And today's topic is Come and Play in the Healing Magic of Laughter. You know, I'm hoping all of you have heard the saying, right? That laughter is the best medicine. Well, that phrase kind of sums up what we're going to be kind of looking at today, right? Because there's so many benefits of laughter and play and joy, humor, amusement, right? So I'm just going to cover a couple of housekeeping items. Can you all hear me okay? If you can't, please go ahead and raise
Yes.
your hand. You can? All right.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Yay. All right. So let's get started. So, you know, and I think a good place to start is, you know, in our world today, we have so many challenges that sometimes it can get so overwhelming. And, you know, there's so many different energies coming at us, right? Stress, for one, fear, worry, responsibility. You know, all these energies can build up and can get us overwhelmed at times. And if we let this type of energy overwhelm us, you know, we become our own worst enemy. You know, we start to get irritable, cranky, you know, and in those types of moods, we often start to create our own problems. And then we start to take ourselves seriously. And all of this seriousness, responsibility weighs heavy on our shoulders, and we eventually start to make ourselves sick. But there is a solution to that. When we bring in play and laughter into this whole equation, we can transform any stressful situation into an opportunity. Sometimes it's easier said than done, right? But we're going to play today with a couple of tools that's going to help us. You know, laughter comes and laughter takes us to a higher place. It raises our vibration, our mood, our emotions. And when we're in this higher vibrational state, we can look at the world with a wider perspective instead of right at our serious problem or right at our challenge for the moment. So what we're going to do today is kind of move out any of those challenges, that type of energies that really make us uncomfortable. And so what we're going to be doing, and I think all of you may, if you've been to these meditations before, it's an in-the-body meditation. We have so many varieties of meditations out there. But, you know, we all came to this earth in this lifetime with a body. So why not learn to work with the body, learn to manifest in your body? So thank you, body, for bringing you here, because you couldn't have gotten here without them, right? Yes. Yeah. So the position that I'd like you to take is to be seated comfortably, feet on the floor. You can lean back, and during the meditation, you can close your eyes. Okay. But with your feet on the floor, and that kind of helps you to be more present and grounded. And we're going to play with a tool called the grounding cord. And if you've never played with one before, it's okay. I'll just walk you through it. So you're going to create an image. A mental image picture of what you might want to use as a grounding cord could be almost anything. Maybe a rainbow or just a tube of light. You might find a tree for you or a waterfall that's fluid. So pick something, even like a strand of spaghetti noodles, but pick something, carrot. And picture that grounding cord, however you see it, with the bottom end extending all the way down to this core of Mother Earth, the very center of Mother Earth. And anchor it down there, whether it's you actually have an actual anchor that you can put at the end of your grounding cord, or one student once showed me it's like they use a cord with a plug at the end, and they plug into the core of Mother Earth. So you can use fun pictures, or maybe just roots, just go all the way down into the earth. But just make sure the bottom end goes all the way down, and the top end of that grounding cord, you're going to secure it to you at the base of your spine. And you can make it wide because you're making your grounding cord. You have control over it. So make it as wide as the chair you're sitting in. There you go. Yeah, so now with your eyes closed, your grounding cord is attached to you. Just take a couple deep, deep belly breaths. Slow inhale all the way down into your belly. And then slow exhale. Yep, your eyes are closed. There you go. One more. Deep inhalation and exhale slowly. So, with your eyes closed, you're going to bring your attention to a space right behind your eyes. This is a place of imagination, place of clear seeing. Some people call it their third eye. This is a place of clairvoyance, where you can gain some neutrality and some quiet. And so your imagination is a doorway to your clairvoyance, right? So with your focus in the center of your head, right behind your eyes, you're going to just let go of any of the energies that really bog us down. Yeah, so you have your grounding cord on, you're seated, feet on the ground, eyes closed, focus on the place right in the center of your head behind your eyes. And you're just going to see yourself releasing stress. What does stress look like going down your grounding cord? Yeah. Oh, maybe you see it as a color, or maybe it's boulders of rocks going down your grounding cord. Use your imagination. But just let it go. Yeah. Use your grounding cord. Let it help you to release out this type of energies. How about releasing some responsibility? Ooh, where do you hold responsibility in your body? Yeah. Maybe you have a lot on your shoulders. Just take that responsibility and send it down your grounding cord. There you go. Big chunks of it coming off your shoulders, and maybe you hold a lot of it in your solar plexus area. Yep, just let it go. Do you feel anxious sometimes? Maybe let some of that anxiety go, right? Maybe you have like flutters in your tummy. Just let it go. Let it go down your grounding cord. From the center of your head, imagine you sitting there in a meditative state, and you're just releasing it down your grounding cord. Let gravity do its work. You don't have to do anything really by but identify it and let it go. Very simple, right? Right now, maybe a lot of us feel fear, or how about some anger? Where do you hold anger? Just set that intention that you're letting go of all of this energies that, if we hold on to too much of it, it'll make us sick, right? It'll make us physically sick. This is a way for you to just get some release. Other people, exercise is a good way, but in the middle of the day, maybe while you're at work, you can't just get up and leave and go to do some exercise, right? But you can take a minute to put on a grounding cord and just start to release some of that energy down your grounding cord. You don't have to hang on to it. Maybe some of us hold a little sadness or other people's emotions in your, maybe you were listening to a friend and they through their story, through you listening to their story, you started to feel sadness or some negativity maybe or some sympathy for them, and you're carrying this heavy energy around. Let it go. It's not yours. Your true nature is a being a bright, carefree spirit, right? But because we have bodies, we have to consider that. And this is a way to just help your body to release some of that energy. Remember, letting gravity do its work. There you go. Good job. Yeah. If you're using a waterfall, just, let this energies of stress and sadness go down the waterfall. If you're using a tree trunk, just send it down the tree trunk and down the roots of the tree into the core of Mother Earth. And don't worry if, because we're all releasing down there. Mother Earth is a natural recycler. What she'll do is take that energy and recycle it to its pure state. So yeah, utilize that. Utilize this tool. And you can do it anytime. Anytime you feel stressed, take a moment to make sure you have a grounding cord on. And you can start to just let go of any kind of stress you're holding, anxiety you're holding, responsibility you're holding, that pressure maybe from work because there's a deadline coming up. It's hard to work in that state, right? But if you can take a moment to just sit, quiet yourself, and let that energy go down your grounding cord, giving you some space. There you go. Good job. Make sure you're breathing deep into the belly and exhale slowly. And from that place in the center of your head, just kind of scan your body. Where are you holding this type of energies that moves you out of that place of playfulness and laughter, right? It's hard to play and laugh when you're full of stress and full of responsibility, full of anxiety. Those are really heavy energy. And the more you gather that type of energy and store it in your body, we get heavier and heavier and we get stuck. And so we kind of fall deeper and deeper into this state of being. And pretty soon we'll start to feel pain in the body because our body's like, we're getting overloaded. Danger, danger here. We want you to pay attention. What's happening? So it reacts in pain. So maybe if you're feeling some pain right now, put a secondary grounding cord at the point of the pain and just start releasing that down the grounding. You know, you can maybe attach another grounding cord to your knee if you're having knee pain or to your shoulder. It's just a tool to help you release. Everybody breathing? Yeah. Do a good job. And then, you know, laughter and play is the total opposite, right? It brings the body into a place where you can start to manifest things because energy is moving. It's not sticky anymore, right? That saying again, laughter is the best medicine. Well, in the middle of the day, it's hard to maybe stop what you're doing and watch a comedy show on TV or go to the movies for some laughter. But if you have a few minutes, you can use another tool to just fill yourself with that type of energy. And it's called the golden sun. So all of you can picture a ball of beautiful gold right over your heads. Picture a golden sun right over your head. Yeah. And we're going to fill this golden sun with the energy of laughter. And now you're going to say, what is the energy of laughter? Well, it could look different for a lot of people, but maybe picture for now a playground with kids playing in there, carefree, laughing, riding on the swings, going down the slides, chasing each other. Have you ever watched kids play? And they're having so much fun that, you know, sometimes you don't realize it, but you start to smile or you start to giggle to yourself because they're having fun. And fun is contagious. Laughter is contagious, right? So put that energy into the golden sun over your crown. Laughter, kids laughing. And bring that golden sun in. And I'm going to walk you through that. So if you picture this golden sun coming in closer to the top of your head and starting to seep in. Seep in through the top of your head and start to fill your whole head. Can you imagine just filling with gold that's full of laughter? Does it kind of feel ticklish? Or, you know, is that different for you? Right? Just let it come in. Let it tickle you. Just imagine it going down your throat and into your neck and through your shoulders and down your arms and into your hands and fingers. While more of that sun full of laughter comes in to your torso, down to your tummy, oh, down both legs and into your feet and toes. So you're just standing in this beautiful gold that's full of laughter. It's filling all the places that you released, you know, from that serious energy, right? Filling your belly, filling your shoulders with laughter and tickles. Yeah. Beautiful. Laughter is a vibration, you know? So give yourself that energy of that Maybe picture a funny movie that you like that really made you laugh, or a book that you read that really made you laugh, and put that energy into this another golden sun over your crown, over the top of your heads. Do you like telling jokes? At the Clairvoyance Center, sometimes we tell really corny jokes, and it's so corny that you kind of have to just chuckle at it because, like, oh my goodness, but it's a purpose. It's to start to change the energy from a heaviness into a more light flowy energy. Because Sirius bogs down the flow, your flow, where laughter and play kind of opens up that flow for yourself. There you go. The energy in here is already changing. Nice work. Yes. And as same as your grounding cord, where you're going to use gravity, you're going to use gravity with the golden sun as you bring it into yourself. That laughter energy. And it's so healing. Laughter, there's actual studies that people who laugh more, who can play, if you can take yourself out of that serious adult persona that we have to have sometimes, right? We're at work, or we have all these responsibilities. But if you can let that go for a minute or two, couple times a day, and bring in this laughter, it's going to change your whole perspective. Allow laughter to be your best medicine. Like I was saying, there's a lot of studies that show that laughter reduces pain, relieves stress. It boosts mental clarity. When we're so stressed, sometimes we can't think straight, right? But if we take a moment to do this exercise of releasing that stress and bringing in the laughter, it will change your perspective and give you a sense of more being more control. So why don't we do that a couple more times, okay? So you still have your grounding cord on. If anything pops up that's going to prevent you from having the laughter, let it go. Maybe there was a disagreement you had, and you're holding that energy in your second chakra or your third chakra. Or are you still analyzing that a lot, right? In the intellect. Like, why did she say that? Or why did he say that? Well, send all of that down the grounding cord. So I'll give you a moment to just keep releasing. And when you release, you make space in the body. You change it. Change the vibration. And when you release energy, you want to always fill yourself with something. So put up a golden sun and fill it with the energy of laughter. Give yourself the magic of laughter. What makes you laugh? Just take a moment. And feel that vibration of that image you have of you laughing into that golden sun above your heads. and bring that golden sun in to the top of your head. I'll give you another image that might help you. So you see the golden sun over your head, and take your finger and prick a hole at the bottom of that golden sun, and let the goldenness, I'm making up my own words, of laughter just pour in, simply pour in to your body, filling every cell in your body. Just fill. You know, laughter, as you feel your every cell, allow the laughter to tune up your immune system, right? Let it relieve some of that pain. Feel your shoulder that was sore and full of heavy stress. Fill it with that golden goodness of laughter. Let that gold keep coming in. Allow the laughter to just rebalance you. Let your imagination flow. Yeah. Maybe you see this golden goodness tickling you as it comes in. Let it bring a smile to your face. That's the beginning, right? That's the beginning. And you know how smiles are contagious? So is laughter. Laughter is contagious too. Sometimes even a forced laugh, if you do it long enough, you start to really, it turns into reality. Because then you're going to start like, I'm being really silly here. You start laughing at yourself. But it's something good. It's a beautiful vibration to bring in. Keep filling. You can make as many golden suns full of laughter and play and joy and happiness. You can have a triple scoop of golden suns full of this beautiful light energy and just give it to yourself. Good job, you guys. Don't stop halfway. Bring it all the way in, all the way down to your toes. There you go. Beautiful. Yeah, let your imagination flow. There. Energy's changing here. Good work. When you're full of this laughter, right? Does it bring a smile to your face? In present time, right now, take a look at yourself. Are you a little bit more relaxed than when you first came in? Is your breath different? You know, a lot of times when we're stressed, we take short, quick breaths, right? Are you able to take longer, more relaxed breaths in and out? You can use this really beautiful tools, the grounding cord and the golden sun, anytime. That's the beauty of it. You can take it with you anywhere. And you can ground out any energies that you notice in your body that makes you feel uncomfortable. And you can fill your body then with joy and happiness and laughter. There we go. Laughter just provides this boost, right? Of clarity. It brings this calming effect that will help your body and your spirit get back into balance with each other. So many benefits, right? And you can, the beauty of it is you can give it to yourself any time of the day. Anytime. All you need is a few minutes to be able to sit quietly, to ground, release what's bringing tension into the body, and just always refill with this beautiful gold that's full of whatever energies you want to bring in. But remember, laughter is the best medicine, right? Yes. Awesome. So just let's all create one more big, giant golden sun over our heads. And just keep filling, just keep bringing in the energy of laughter. And give yourself this beautiful healing as you bring it in. This humongous golden sun over your head. And you can bring it, start to bring it in. Either you prick a hole and let the gold just flow in, or you just bring the whole sun in through the top of your head into your body. Whatever image resonates with you. And just really feel. Let it come in through your top of the head, through all your head space. Down your neck, through your shoulders and down your arms and through every finger, while the rest of it comes down your chest and your heart space, your tummy, your digestive tract, into your hips, and down your legs, both legs. Past your knees and into your ankles and out through your feet and every one of your toes. Just be full of gold. And take a time to bookmark an awareness of how it feels to have this beautiful golden sun that's full of the energy of laughter in you. And allow your body to recognize it. And remember it. Because it'll then tell you when you need more, right? You'll notice when, oh, I'm missing that energy of laughter in my body. I've got to take a time to just 5, maybe 2 minutes, a minute to release and a minute to replenish several times a day. And it will definitely make a difference. There we go. Awesome. Yay. Oh. Now just take a moment to sit back and just notice. Take time to feel what it is like to be in the body, be in your body. When you're fully in the body and you're aware of what's happening, you can get a sense of where you're holding energies that doesn't feel good in the body. But you can also now get an awareness of when laughter is in the body. So sit back for a moment. Beautiful. Oh, good work, you guys. Awesome. Awesome. So take a moment now to kind of bend over, touch the floor, and come up slowly and open your eyes. Get situated. Get an awareness now with your eyes open. Say hello to the body. Notice how you feel. And remember, you can use these tools anytime. Take it with you. You can play with the grounding cord and use different ones. But don't forget to fill with laughter. Give your healing, give yourself a healing several times a day. And with that, with the blessings of Great Spirit, we are complete. Amen. Woo, thanks,
Amen.
everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, Meredith,
Thank
so much.
Thank you.
you. Hope to see you next time. Yay.
Yay,
Thanks for
good
coming.
night. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.